what would I do if I was a business owner looking to market my business today? That's what this podcast episode is all about. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Local Business Podcast. I am your host, Bruce Irving. This is a solo podcast episode today. I'm going to share five things that I would do if I was you or if I was a local business owner to market my business today. Now, this is my list. And the reason that I do these podcasts or we post to social media is to make you think. It's not to do exactly what I tell you to do, because sometimes the things that we talk about aren't the right process or tactic for your particular business. Your job as a marketer who markets for local businesses or who is a local business owner is to gather information and then test on your own and do more of what works and less of what doesn't. I think the problem that we have sometimes is there's a lot of people out there trying to sell a lot of different products and services as the next best thing that you can do to market your business, and it's not always the right fit for your business. So I'm going to give you five pieces of advice, and you can take it or leave it. I don't really care. I hope you take it because I think they'll be valuable and helpful, but you may have to adjust it a little bit to your business. So I'm going to give you five pieces of advice on what I would do if I was to market a local business today, if I was a business owner looking to grow my social media footprint, get more customers, or whatever the goal is that I had for exposure and brand awareness in my marketplace. Let me know if you enjoy these solo podcast episodes. I am at The Bruce Irving on Instagram. No sponsors for this show other than ourselves and our mastermind group. I know I talked about it a couple times on previous episodes of the podcast. If you are interested in learning more about local business marketing, if you are a marketer who works with local businesses, or you are a local business owner and you want to network with other individual owners on a monthly basis, get access to me, get access to our private Facebook group. We also have guest hosts come in and teach sessions on particular topics, which is pretty interesting. If that sounds like you are interested in, well, if that sounds like you and you'd be interested in that, email me, bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com. Smart Pizza Marketing is our main podcast that we've been doing for 5 years. We also have another website over there. So if you are interested in that, bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com, reach out to me today and we can chat. We have to set up a call because we don't let everybody in. It's not a right fit for everybody, and we don't accept everybody. It has to be a right fit for the group. It has to be a right fit for you. And if that sounds like something you'd be interested in, reach out to me either at The Bruce Irving on Instagram or bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com. All right, so let's get into these five things right now. I don't want to call them five tips because they're not necessarily tips. It's more like five things you should think about when marketing your local business. And here is number one, and I believe it's probably one of the most important. Show the F up. Let me just let that sink in for a second. I don't like to swear on the podcast. I like to keep it clean because you never know who's listening, but show the F up. Too many times business owners post something and then they disappear, or they come up with a strategy. They listen to a podcast like this. They get all motivated and inspired to really take control of their marketing. And they do it for a week and then they disappear. They get real busy and they disappear for 2 weeks. That's not how this works. If you are going to grow your brand or your business, you have to show up on a daily basis. You can't open, let's take a restaurant for example. If you're going to open a restaurant, you're going to have hours of operation. You're going to be there from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Sunday. You know, restaurant life isn't the greatest life in the world. It's hard. It's a hard business to be in, especially right now. But let's just say those are your hours. You can't open a restaurant and expect to get traction or gain business if you don't have set hours. Monday, you're open from 4 to 8. Tuesday, you're closed. Wednesday, you're open from 11 to 6. Thursday, you're open from 6:30 to 9:30. People are going to show up to your restaurant and be like, when the heck is this place open? I don't understand when these people are here. When are they here? When can I come to this restaurant and actually eat on a consistent basis? Your marketing and your social media is exactly the same thing. Show up on a consistent basis. I'm not saying you have to have your phone in your hands 24/7, but if you post something on Instagram or on Facebook, make sure that you are there to respond to people who interact with that post in the beginning. That's what you're doing social media for, to get brand awareness and to get people to be aware of what you're doing and how you're doing it. You have to show up consistently on a weekly and daily basis if you want it to work in the long haul. You need to be impatient with your actions and patient with the results. That's how marketing works. All right, let's move on to number two. Number two is Google is your friend. I was actually talking to somebody last week about their Google business listing, and they were asking me if they should worry about the reviews on Google or if they should respond to the reviews on Google. And I said, yes, you should absolutely respond to the reviews on Google. I know it's a lot of work, and I know that there's so many different review sites that you could be focusing your time on, but listen, Google is the number one search engine. It also owns YouTube, which is the number two search engine. So Google has a lot of juice when it comes to your business showing up when people search for whatever it is you do, wherever it is you do it. So don't disregard your Google My Business listing if you are a local business or if you work with local businesses. Make sure you go in there, update the menu, update the hours, add a photo once a week. Google is adding more relevance to their reviews and less relevance to websites like Yelp and TripAdvisor because those are competitors to Google. So you want to make sure that your Google business listing is A++++. Add photos of your business. What does it look like inside? What does it look like outside? Are your hours of operation updated? And if you can, if you have time, respond to all the reviews. If you don't have time to respond to all of the reviews, at least take the time to respond to all of the negative ones. If I'm a customer and I search your business or search for your businesses online and I don't know who you are and I see your business listing and I see the reviews and I see some negative reviews about your business, if I've noticed that you've responded to those negative reviews and have come up with some sort of solution for that customer, I am much more likely to go to your business than if you just ignore them and I feel like that customer left a review about your business and you didn't care at all to respond. That makes me second guess whether you care really truly about your business. So go in there, make sure you respond to all the reviews if you have time. Set aside 5 or 10 minutes a day to kind of just give a simple thank you to the good ones and fix the problems for the bad ones. And if you don't have time to do that, you have to at least respond to all the negative ones. Make sure you do that. Now, my next piece of advice is going to be a little different. I'm telling you, you should start a show. You're listening to a show right here. I was a local business owner. I started a show called the Smart Pizza Marketing Podcast back in 2014, almost 5.5 years ago now. I started the show because I was curious about what other pizzeria owners, as an owner myself, I was curious about what other pizzeria owners were doing in their business to get employees, to grow to multiple locations, to create the systems in their businesses to make them successful. What point of sale systems were they using? How were they leveraging social media to grow their business? And I thought to myself, you know what? If I have a show, that gives me the opportunity to talk to guests in my industry who probably I wouldn't have the opportunity to talk to if I didn't have a platform like a podcast. So my advice to you listening to this podcast right now is create some sort of show. If you are a marketer, you better have a podcast or a video show on YouTube or some sort of show where you interview and network with other business owners and people in your industry. Number one, if you're a marketer, you better start that. It's easy for you. If you're a local business owner, it's going to be a little bit different. We have somebody in our mastermind group who has started a local Facebook live show. Not going to say the name of the business because I haven't asked their permission yet. We talked about it on the Smart Pizza Marketing one because we did ask for that, but I didn't ask for this podcast. She started a podcast, or not a podcast, it's a Facebook live show where she interviews other business owners in her area. She talks about how they got started, what they're doing in the community, shares information about their business, how they're adapting during this whole coronavirus situation we're in right now. And she's become the kind of the go-to resource for what's happening in the community. She not only talks to other business owners, but she talks to other community event organizers. She talks to local commerce people. And it's become a place where you go to watch that show and not just hear about her business, but you hear about what's happening in the community. And she's become someone who has brought the community together, and it's done great job for her business. It's done two things. It's made her the go-to resource for information in her area, and it's also leveraged the guests' audiences who maybe she wouldn't have had the opportunity to get in front of because she's bringing them on their on her show. And by doing that, they're sharing that show with their audience. So her business is getting in front of the guests, customers, and audience because she's having them on the podcast. So if you haven't yet, start a show. And a show could be a podcast, it could be an Instagram Live, it could be a YouTube show, it could be a Facebook Live show. It doesn't really matter. The one thing I would suggest you do is think about where the future is. And Facebook Live is great, but it has a quick shelf life. Instagram Lives are great, but they have an even quicker shelf life. A podcast like this or a YouTube show series will last a long time. Somebody that finds this podcast, maybe not this one, but definitely the Smart Pizza Marketing Podcast, we have people reach out to us who say, Bruce, I went back and I listened to episode number 25 of the Smart Pizza Marketing Podcast, and it was the greatest show ever. Now, this is just, this isn't a real conversation that I'm having, but we've had emails like this. I can't recall one specifically, so I'm just giving you an example. But episode 25 of the Smart Pizza Marketing Podcast came out in 2015 or 2016, and they're reaching out to us today. So if you start a podcast or you start a YouTube show, that information is going to live for a long time. And when people Google whatever it is you do, they're going to have the opportunity to find those two things, whether they search on iTunes or on YouTube, for whatever it is you created now. Years from now, they'll be searching that. So as much as Facebook Live is great, and you should start a Facebook Live, I wouldn't have expectations of it lasting forever. And also with Instagram, same kind of thing. But if you are going to leverage a podcast or a YouTube series, the ability for people to find you in the future from the content you're creating today is unbelievable. And take it from me. I have two podcasts now. Actually, I have three podcasts now. One I don't even talk about, but I have this local business podcast. I also have the Smart Pizza Marketing Podcast. And we have customers and people reach out to us who have found our podcast that we produced 2 and 3 years ago. So if that doesn't get you into the idea or the thought process of starting your own show, you should probably just stop this podcast right now because I don't know what is. And let me just give you another piece of advice. Start. Show the F up, like I said earlier. Don't worry about how it looks or how it sounds. It is going to sound terrible. If you go back, please don't do this. If you go back and listen to the podcasts that we produced in 2015, they are terrible. My audio was bad. I didn't know what the heck I was doing when it comes to interviewing people or talking to people on a podcast. They were just bad, but I had to start. I couldn't get to the point where I am now if I didn't start way back then. So do yourself a favor. Don't overthink it and don't overcomplicate it. Just get started. And if a guy like me can start a podcast, so can you. Trust me, it's not that hard to set up the technology to start a podcast or a YouTube video show. And if you need some help, I'd be more than happy to help you either get started or give you some advice or send you the links to the tools and the technology that we use to produce this podcast that you're listening to right now. Shoot me a message over on Instagram at the Bruce Irving, and I'll be more than happy to help you out. All right, let's go on to the next one. The next one is a little bit of advertising, Facebook ads. We just did a podcast last week, which if you haven't yet, go check it out with Amanda Robinson, all about Facebook advertising, and it was fantastic. But here's the thing. If you create a show, and it's a YouTube show or a podcast, you can send that content out to the world, targeting people who are in your demographic, who live around your business. Then you use retargeting from either the visitors from your website or the interactions with that content, and you run Facebook advertising to those people, converting them into customers or gathering information, emails, phone numbers, whatever information you can gather from them using Facebook advertising. I know there's a lot of talk about privacy, but Facebook still knows an awful lot about people who use Facebook. And even after all those privacy concerns, there is still a tremendous amount of people using Facebook as a social platform. And when they take actions on Facebook, Facebook knows those actions. As long as they haven't switched anything off on their phones, which most people don't. Even though they say they do not. So use that technology and use that information that people put in there to serve those people ads. And I think the best way to convert into customers is to create content like this, like a podcast or a show, push that content into people who would be interested in it, and then use retargeting on Facebook to retarget the people who have interacted with or watched those videos. And again, we just did a podcast episode last week with Amanda Robinson. Go check that one out if you haven't yet. And check out our mastermind group, because we talk about Facebook advertising quite a bit inside of our mastermind group. So if you've ever thought about joining that, reach out to me, bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com, and get a little bit more in-depth tutorials and advice on how to leverage Facebook advertising. All right, my next and final piece of advice, stop overthinking it. That's right. You're overthinking it. You're overthinking whether you should start a podcast or not. You're overthinking what picture you should post on Instagram. You're overthinking what audience you should show this ad to. All of those things that stop people from actually doing is just overthinking. I was actually in a meeting last week or the week before with someone who has been a guest on our other podcast, and we were just having a meeting. I didn't know what it was going to turn out to, but we were just kind of talking about marketing. I said, you know what, let me come into the office. I can kind of give you guys a few ideas of what I would do if I was in your shoes with your business. They have 13 locations. They have quite a good brand. And after talking to them and their marketing team, I come to the conclusion that you guys are just overthinking it. You're overthinking everything that you do. Yes, brand is important, but you don't really know what works until you actually do it and then test the results. They were talking about every photo has to have the right lighting, the fonts have to be the same, the messaging has to be perfect. You have to make sure that the grammar is perfect before we post it. And all this was doing was preventing them from posting enough to actually gain traction. They were spending way too much time on the lighting of the photo and if the fonts were correct versus just posting and testing out what works. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that your brand is important and that's what people look at. But when was the last time you looked at a photo of a brand and said, you know what? That font is different than what they usually post. And I can almost guess that the many times that you said that was zero. Never looked at a photo and even second thought the font for 1 second, unless the font was so bad that I couldn't read it. I generally don't even look at it. So make sure that you're not overthinking the content that you produce too much. The reason social media moves fast is because the people get bored quick. So you need to move fast as well and get on those trends when they happen. Post, test what worked, do more of what works and less of what doesn't. And stop overthinking everything. Because the name of the game when it comes to social media is speed. Speed is what matters. That's what'll get you going. Show up. Don't overthink it. Be consistent with it. Test. Do the things that work more. Do the things that don't less. And then run Facebook ads after you start a show. I could have just did that whole podcast in about 2 seconds right there. So that's it for me. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, if you need some help, if you want to like learn about how to start a podcast or a show, I can definitely help you with that. We've done so many different ones here with our business, and they've all been very, very valuable. If you need some help with that, at the Bruce Irving on Instagram or bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com is my email. And again, if you want to join our mastermind group, you can definitely do that. If you're a marketer or you're a local business owner, you can email me, bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com. I'll email you a link to get on my calendar so we can chat, because again, it isn't for everybody. So we'll have to see if it's a fit for you and the group. Otherwise, thank you guys so much for tuning into the podcast. I very much appreciate you. If you could leave a review on iTunes, that would be fantastic. I would very much appreciate that. And if I can leave you with one piece of advice, I would say this: do more, dwell less. That's it for me, guys. Have a great week. We'll see you on the next one.